Some of the victims are attempting to go back to the areas where they came from, but it's not safe. The South African government is pushing for people to return to the areas where they were, but there are legal efforts being done to integrate these communities, even though the South African government has tried by all means to sensitize communities through the media to say people must not be attacked. There's nothing really on the ground which can stop those attacks from happening again. We see people going back with the hope that they can salvage some of their properties. They can also meet with some of their loved ones. Because you remember, some of them are already married to South Africans, so they were separated from their families. So some of them are going back just to have contact with their children, with their wives or with their husbands. So what is then happening now is that the South African government is acting under pressure, trying to pressurize, trying to normalize a situation where they have not actually done much to try to integrate these communities, because the causes of this xenophobia are still there. What has happened is that those underlying causes, the reasons why people are being attacked, are not being addressed.